the different shapes of UFOs. There is one thing we have learned about UFOs, and is they come in all different shapes and sizes. What are we to make of this? Some would like to say the shapes indicate advancements, much like the change in our planes since we started flying. I might have agreed with that, except for the fact we can go into caves and see paintings of UFOs which are 25,000 years old and depict the familiar saucer shape we see in some of the UFOs today. This could mean several different things. I personally don't think the shape of a UFO may matter to an alien. We are concerned about shapes because we fly in the atmosphere, but UFOs are primarily concerned with flying through space, but they have demonstrated no matter what shape they are, they can and do fly through the air. Therefore, I think the shapes may indicate different civilizations which are coming to Earth. It seems logical to me that different civilizations would use different designs. While some may come close to others, there may not be any which are exactly the same from different places. Let's look at some of the different shapes of UFOs. I guess I have to start with the familiar saucer shape, since it seems to be one of the earliest types ever to appear on Earth. As I said previously, we know this because it is painted on ancient cave walls and appears in some of the art throughout history. Before I go any further, I want to say I don't know where any UFO comes from and have no way of knowing the difference between advanced secret craft from Earth and UFOs. I do know one thing: there is a new shape that we have only been seeing lately, and it is called the Tic Tac, because it resembles one of those candies. Tic Tacs have shown their ability to outperform any plane we have in the sky and to do it easily. I don't know when the first Tic Tac appeared, but to my recollection it hasn't been that long ago. However, the appearances could have been kept secret by the military, but I have to think with all the UFO observations in the world, they would have been reported a long time ago if they were here. The release of UFO videos by the US Navy shows Tic Tac shaped craft in some instances. What I find interesting about the videos is the fact there have been some military pilots who claim there were more to the videos than we were being shown. One pilot even claimed what he saw and what was filmed was not the same shape. Could it be the reason we've only seen these Tic Tac shapes lately is because they were created to replace the real image by us? Another shape we have seen, but only out in space, is the cube. Some people have taken to name it the Borg cube after the encounters the Enterprise had with the Borg who flew a cube in Star Trek: The Next Generation. Some have been seen around the sun, and it is claimed they were so large they rival the size of the Earth. It has also been said they were doing something by the sun which was unknown, but guesses were made that they were siphoning off energy in the form of plasma. As I said, these are only guesses. We have no way of really knowing what was going on. Can you imagine an extraterrestrial race that could build spaceships that large? Could it be they were gigantic and it was a normal-sized spaceship for them? Who knows? Lately, flying black triangles have appeared in many places. They are said to be fairly large and very quiet. People who have seen them claim they can go extremely slow or extremely fast, zipping up into the atmosphere at incredible speeds. They are being seen all over the world. Do I believe that these craft are piloted by aliens? Let me tell you what one observer said when he saw one of these craft. He claimed he realized they were ours. First, let me tell you, there seems to be lights on the front and rear edges of the craft, and the observer said when he saw the craft at night, he realized the lights were from light bulbs that we use all the time, and therefore he realized these were not alien craft but secret craft. I don't know if he is correct or not, because I have never seen one that close to examine the lights, but he could have a point. I don't discount anything when it comes to craft being developed which are being kept secret. Another type of craft which has been seen many times is the diamond-shaped craft. A few times it has been seen being escorted by helicopters. It seems to me there is something not right about this craft, and I say this because it has been observed a few times that it is very radioactive. Years ago, it flew over a car which had been pulled over to the side of the road while several US military helicopters was said to have escorted it. Two women who were in the car had gotten out and was standing by the car, and one younger girl was inside. As the craft flew over the car, it peeled off some of the paint, and the two women said they felt like they had sunburns. It turned out a tremendous amount of radiation was coming from the craft, and the two women developed cancer. It seems to me you would have to be pretty desperate to build a craft this way, so it is probably ours. Of course, there could be another facet to this, and it might be that the craft is alien, but the aliens are not sensitive to radiation. There is also the orb shape. The orb shape has been reported many times, and the orbs are said to come in all different sizes. As a matter of fact, there are a few stories about small orbs entering people's houses and scaring them. They are said to be able to fly through a room moving very slowly. Could it be tiny aliens inside these orbs, or are they remote controlled from a larger vessel? There are also much larger ships that are orb-shaped. Some have been said to be quite large. So, what does all of this prove? Well, I think the only thing we can get from this is the fact there are all different shaped UFOs watching our planet. Until we see who is or what is inside of these things, we have no way of knowing anything else about their history.